Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. President Biden's administration recently announced a plan to create new jobs through rebuilding our nation's infrastructure. The White House released a fact sheet last week breaking down how Biden's American Jobs Plan is going to impact the states. That fact sheet noted that Michigan received a D-plus on its infrastructure report card. Harsh, but it probably rings true to you or someone who lives near you. From old bridges to roads with potholes to slow online access, infrastructure affects all of us, uniquely so in rural and agricultural areas. Today, we're calling up Chuck Glipstrew, president of the Michigan Agribusiness Association. He covers issues in the state's agricultural businesses. Chuck, welcome back to Stateside.
April, it's great to be with you. Appreciate the opportunity.
What kinds of things make up our rural infrastructure in Michigan? Is this just about fixing the damn roads?
Well, it is about that, but it's about so much more. And, you know, when we think about the scope of commerce and economic benefits that come from our small towns and rural communities and agriculture sector, it is a real problem. We face a rural infrastructure crisis here in Michigan. So from our perspective at the Michigan Agribusiness Association, we represent close to 400 businesses that do business across the agricultural value chain. So we represent those trucking companies and railroads that are transporting crops that are grown in our state. We represent grain elevators and feed mills that handle crops that Michigan farmers produce. We represent ag retailers that are local businesses dotted around Michigan that sell seed and fertilizer and crop protection products to farmers to help them be successful. All of those different businesses rely in large part on a functioning infrastructure system in our state. When the roads don't work, when a rural bridge doesn't work and you have to go miles out of your way around it, when a short line railroad has a section of track that can't handle a train at a reasonable speed, when you're not able to access the internet in 2021, that's a problem. And it's not just a problem for rural quality of life. It's a problem for one of the largest drivers of our state's economy.
Why is it these assets have reached such a crisis point?
I think that it is a complex issue. When we talk about infrastructure, it's certainly not simple. And I think it's important to acknowledge that infrastructure investment is not a simple thing to get done. We have had a lack of investment for decades in rural Michigan and in our state's infrastructure systems overall. But the reality is where we are today is a full-blown infrastructure crisis.
Just to acknowledge, we're talking about several different kinds of systems here, roads, but also waterways and the electrical grid, maybe even some digital assets, too. So that's a pretty broad range of things that would have to be reached by any policy initiative.
We need an A to Z infrastructure investment in Michigan. We need to go big. And the reason why is certainly we need to fix the roads, but we need to deal with bridges. We need to deal with rail. Rural water and wastewater systems are in many cases decrepit and failing because of the lack of resources available and the lack of investment over the course of decades. That creates economic challenges for rural communities and for community leaders who want to keep people in small towns and make sure that they thrive. And again, if we don't have access to high-speed rural broadband, it keeps rural communities and our agriculture sector from functionally competing in a global marketplace, number one. And number two, it's a major quality of life problem. You know, certainly we've learned over the last year the need for things like telemedicine access and the ability for your child to dial into a remote learning environment. Well, if you've got good internet access, you don't think about those things. Certainly it's an inconvenience to do remote school. But if you can't access the internet at all, suddenly you have a child that's not able to continue their education, or you have someone like a parent who's not able to access their telemedicine appointment. It becomes very real very quickly. And that's happened for a lot of people the last 15 months, unfortunately.
Does the association approve of the scope of what Joe Biden is proposing?
What we need to see is a historic investment in infrastructure, and the administration has laid out a plan that goes big on infrastructure. Now, MABA is part of a coalition, nationwide coalition of agriculture and farm organizations called Rebuild Rural, actually had a statement last week that made a couple really important points. The first is that the proposal the administration laid out is a good starting point for Congress to figure out our infrastructure problem. It's good that the Biden administration has laid out the American Jobs Plan. It's good that the Biden administration recognizes that we are in an infrastructure crisis and wants to solve that. What we need is a robust policymaking process in Congress. And the Rebuild Rural Coalition statement also called for a bipartisan bill, one that brings Democrats and Republicans to the table and solves or makes an investment to solve our infrastructure issues in a bipartisan way. Now, whether that happens remains to be seen, but certainly bipartisan legislation would be the preference.
Before we let you go, Chuck, I wanted to ask you about the challenge that's facing all businesses in Michigan right now, including agribusiness, and that's COVID-19. The heat maps are showing COVID infection and hospitalizations surging all over the state, and that includes in farm country. It's certain that the numbers are lower than in the major cities, but when you've got places like Henry Ford Allegiance showing 29 people in its ICU or ProMedica Monroe with 12 ICU cases, it feels like the energy is shifting in terms of how COVID is hitting rural areas. Are the businesses that you know talking about this?
Yes, absolutely. Every day. Our member businesses are leading the way in promoting the safe, effective COVID vaccine. Certainly what we're seeing in rural Michigan right now is alarming. We've seen case rates in places like the Thumb and Saginaw Valley really skyrocket. The same in parts of the northern lower peninsula, rural parts of the upper peninsula. And it highlights the need to get as many shots in arms as possible, as quickly as possible, including in rural communities here in Michigan and across America. So businesses in Michigan agriculture have really stepped up, in my view, and taken a lead role in promoting the COVID vaccine to their employees. And I'll tell you, we've seen strong uptake in terms of a desire to get the vaccine and, you know, member business employees who want to get the vaccine. And certainly we're doing everything we can to help them answer any questions they might have and help them navigate the process so they can get that COVID-19 vaccine just as quickly as possible. And the need for that and the urgent need to get as many people the vaccine as possible is illustrated, unfortunately, in the case rate maps that you can go look at online that show, again, rural parts of our state under serious pressure. We have an opportunity right now with the vaccine to really turn the tide and to get past this pandemic. So a big part of what we do at the Agribusiness Association and many of our member businesses do every day is to promote the vaccine to employees and also let people know that if they have questions about the vaccine, if they're curious about some element of getting the vaccine, or if they just don't quite know the process to get the shot, there are resources to help them. And not a week goes by that we don't reach out to rural communities and to our agribusiness members to let them know that resources are there, resources are available to help them make that decision to go in and get the vaccine. And certainly the state of Michigan has done an incredible job, in my view anyway, to reach out and to make sure that there's resources available and that we're getting shots in arms. You know, the last thing I'll say is I do think there is hope on the horizon. We've had more than 5.7 million shots administered in Michigan, and many of those shots were in arms in rural communities. We need more. That's not enough yet. And so we're really working hard with our member businesses and the communities they call home to emphasize the need to get that vaccine and help put the pandemic behind us.
Chuck, we hear that it's important for people who may be on the fence or may just be waiting, you know, to schedule their vaccination, that it's important for them to have the kind of relationship with a primary care doctor or another health provider that they trust to hear that message that not only is it okay to do this, but you should do it sooner rather than later. Do most people in the ag sector have those kind of relationships in place?
I can't speak by the numbers, for example, to the number of people who have a primary care physician. Certainly, it is extremely important to have, number one, a primary care physician, and number two, a trusted relationship with that person. Certainly, that highlights the overall issues that we have with rural healthcare, which brings us back to the infrastructure and investment discussion. And it brings back the discussion about telemedicine opportunities for people in more isolated rural communities. Certainly, it is important to know where to turn for sound medical advice. And primary care doctors and physicians are a really important way to do that. I would also say that, you know, as we look to as we look at lessons learned from the pandemic. Again, I think that making sure there is equitable access in rural communities to resources on healthcare is absolutely critical. And so, yeah, absolutely. I think that those physician relationships couldn't be more important right now as we promote the vaccine in rural communities.
Chuck Lipstrew is president of Michigan's Agribusiness Association. Chuck, thank you for your time.
Thanks, April. Appreciate it.